the thing is with any physical malady and even, you know, certain psychological maladies, you know, there are elements of it that are just the way they are, meaning they just, you can't help it. Whatever's happening in your body starts happening. And that, like you said, brings all kinds of capacities offline. You know, certainly the fatigue or exhaustion happens, and, you know, that limits what resources we have available to us energetically. And, you know, maybe it takes a whole cognitive, maybe our cognition drops a few levels and we feel just, we kind of get into a much, you know, our creativity's gone and our problem solving's more obscure. I don't know, you know, parts of this are just physical and they're going to be the way they are. Okay. And then there's always other parts that have to do with our relationship to what's happening in our body or our relationship to our illness or condition. And those, of course, are things maybe we have more, we can work with more directly with our practice. Because, for instance, the meaning we make about that this is happening to us. So you go into one of these episodes, let's call it, and there's all the physical components and everything that that does, including the things it does cognitively and everything else, and maybe emotions that come up, and all of that maybe just is what it is and it happens. And then there's the meaning we make, which is, oh no, I'm losing touch with all my spiritual progress here, which is maybe just a story we're making up because of all these changes that are happening physiologically. And that then is something we can challenge with our practice and say, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm not losing touch with anything. Maybe I'm just, my body's shutting down and I just need to rest and I need to make room for what's happening for me and not make a problem out of it beyond the actual, you know, practical problems that it's bringing to my life. But I don't need to judge it. I don't need to conclude that it means there's something fundamentally wrong. Because, you know, this is psychologically for us, and this can be in relation to a physical condition. It can be in relation to life circumstances, right? Something bad happens in our life. We have a financial loss, or, you know, with someone we love, like I just happened to me, you know, gets cancer, and we're having to deal with this potential real loss in our life at some point. And, you know, how do we relate to, you know, to bring it to the practice of today, right? How do we stay rooted in the essential wholeness, the essential goodness, the reality that the essence of things didn't change? So that's really it. You know, the surface changes all the time. Can we get to a place where we're grounded in something that doesn't change? We get to a place where we're anchored in the changeless and the inherent positive essence of that changeless timelessness. And then whatever happens, you know, to our body, our mind, emotionally, outwardly, our friends, our life, our family, all of that happens and it affects us, but it doesn't affect that essential stand, that essential rootedness in life is good. And fundamentally at the essence of things, it's okay. And what's happening to my body today, I don't like it. I don't like that I just lost all my energy in your case, and that all these things are kind of coming offline, but maybe there's nothing I can do about it. So, and it doesn't fundamentally mean life is worse in its essence. Life didn't change, you know, your circumstance changed. So, I mean, that's the level at which I would work on it is so to bring all of that to your moment without knowing all the specifics, just when this next time this happens to you and you go into this, you know, as you kind of said, the crashing of the system, could you practice, see if you could be totally okay with all of it? Like just be like, I'm going to be okay with all of it this time. And I'm not going to make any negative meaning about it. And I'm not going to struggle against it. I'm going to be okay with it all. And then you see, you know, we're each our own experiment. We're each our own laboratory. You see what that does. You see if that helps. You see how it helps. and what it reveals, because maybe it reveals an insight, like, oh, there's everything that goes offline that's beyond my control. But I notice now there's this other thing I do where then I go into misery about it. And that was a little meaning I made and a choice I made at a certain moment, and I don't have to go there. And then the whole thing's different, maybe in ways, who knows, you don't know. Then you start to find out, oh, well, actually a big part of it was that meaning I made. A big part of it was that choice I made to relate to it as a problem. Wow, look how much different it is to go through all the same, you know, physiological things, but without that psychological component. Or maybe it's not, maybe it's, you then go, wow, no, mostly it's the physiological really is taking everything offline. And there's not that, you know, not that much of it's the psychological part, but we only see that when we, you know, take this radical stand in the practice, it then reveals the territory more.